It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I thank each and every one of you for joining us. You are treasured, valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. Thank you to this team that I get to work with. And that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Friday to you, producer Steve.
You know, it is Friday, and the icing on the cake, it's payday too.
Hey.
But after reading through this package this morning, I can't get myself too excited here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I want to address that, both on the national level and on the state level, local level as well. So we're going to do that here in the first and second segment. In the third and fourth segment, Rick Turnquist is our guest. You know him. He's one of our authors. He's a blogger, and his blog can be found at toadvancefreedom.com. And he's written a piece, Where the Heck Are We the People? And we'll talk about that in the third and fourth segment. And Zach put together a very edgy graphic to go with that. I'm like, wow, that's pretty edgy. But to both Zach and Rick said, we love it. So that's what we went with, producer Steve.
Well, you keep saying, and you have been saying, the veil is off. And this particular graphic is,
the veil is off.
The veil is off.
You can say that again. So be sure and check that out. But we'll talk with Rick in the third and fourth segment.
You know, all I can really say is let's go, Brandon. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you said that, last night at the World Series game something happened, right?
Well, I think it was game one in Houston. There was a large banner unfurled from the stands, and it said, let's go, Brandon. And knowing what it's like to get into these big game
venues,
sports
yeah.
venues, it's like, okay, now how did they get that in there? So you nailed it in our pre-call. It had to be an inside job.
Let's go, Brandon. So, hey, do check out the website. That's kimmunson.com. And that is where that new op-ed is, as well as our voter's guide. And sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests and our most recent podcasts. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who contribute to us. We are an independent voice. And as we are going through what we're going to talk about today, you'll realize how important our independent voice is, because we are shedding light on both nationally, local, and at the state level, why I think we've gotten into the position that we have gotten into here in America. And so I really appreciate you, because we are independent. I'll just put it that way. Patty wanted to make sure that we're all aware that you should, and you can, and you should track your ballot. And the way to go to do that, and we'll put this in our recap as well, but it's colorado.ballottracks, and that's trax.net, to sign up. And that way you can be sure that your ballot was received and that it was counted. And also you can make sure that somebody didn't vote before you and in your name. So be sure and check that out. That's colorado.ballottracks.net to sign up. And then America's Veterans Stories show is on at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then they're replaying some of the other shows Sunday at 10 and then also Saturday at 10 p.m. as well. But the show that we'll be having on at 3 o'clock this Sunday, we did the interview yesterday, Steve, with Pruitt Helm, and he received the Purple Heart for injuries that he sustained while he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. It was a very powerful interview, and I would encourage people to check that out on Sunday afternoon, Steve.
Once again, these guys come up to tell their story. middle class, middle America type guys who just never thought of themselves as, you know, heroes or, you know, going to do something very extraordinary, and were thrust into a situation that just changed their lives forever.
It really did. And in fact, because of his injuries, he was paralyzed from the waist down. But it never stopped him. He said, I'm not going to let my paralysis control me. So it's a remarkable story, and I'd highly recommend that. Let's continue on here. First of all, I think let's go to our quote for the day, Steve, on this. And this is by James Madison. And he was an American statesman, diplomat, expansionist, philosopher, and founding father. He served as the fourth president of the United States from 1809 to 1817, and he is hailed as the father of the Constitution for his pivotal role in drafting and promoting the Constitution of the United States of America and our Bill of Rights. He was born in 1751, and he died in 1836. And he said, if our nation is ever taken over, it will be taken over from within.
You know, I was so busy reading the package that I didn't get to this, so I'm just now seeing it for the first time. But it causes a twinge of anxiety. Not saying that it's going to happen, but the efforts certainly seem to be underway.
Well, they do. And that's why our mantra here on the show is we're searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. It's not about free stuff. That's the carrot to get people to vote for people that are putting in socialist policies. But socialism ultimately goes on to communism. And we are under assault right now. And I think it's important to understand it's never compassionate. It's never nice. It's not good to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation. That's why we are no on all of these tax questions. Fear, coercion, and this latest one is government-induced inflation. And we see so many government-induced things. When you look at all those ships that are on the West Coast outside of Long Beach, they're there because of Biden policies. When you go to the gas pump and you're filling up, I was talking with Karen yesterday, Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance. She said that it used to be she could fill her car up for $40. Now it's $60. And this is because of Biden's policies. This is all government induced. And it's important that we understand that. And since it's government induced, we can actually change it, Steve. But it is, it's a tall order right now in our country, Steve.
Going hand in hand with that is all kinds of stupidity. Now, there's a television station in somewhere in Minnesota, KARE 11. And they post quite a bit on social media. I mean, that all TV stations do that. But somebody had the lack of brains to go out there and said the price of gas really isn't Biden's fault. It's because there's a supply and demand problem. And they left it there. It's like, well, you idiot. Where did the supply and demand problem come from? But this is the half-baked stuff that's going out there. And people are, you know, the wrong people are absorbing it and not giving it any thought whatsoever.
Well, that's why we do this show. And Rick's piece, he's talking about, I think there is this great awakening. So I had this aha in a way yesterday, Steve. You know, Patty puts together so many of these different headlines. But the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, let me get to it, that the Biden administration is in talks to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to immigrant families separated at the border. The government is considering payments of $450,000 per person affected by, quote unquote, the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy in 2018. It said the average demand, so of course the ACLU, Americans for Civil Liberties, ACLU, is it union? I can't remember
union,
what it is.
Union, yes, union.
Yeah. that they are filing this on behalf of non-citizens here in America. So they are not Americans, but they are filing these lawsuits. And it says here that they think that each family might receive $3.4 million. And the other thing, as you go ahead and you read into this, it says, first of all, says President Biden has agreed that the family separation policy is a historic moral stain on our nation that must be fully remedied, said Lee Gellert, deputy director of the ACLU's Immigrant Rights Project and a lead negotiator on one of the lawsuits. That remedy must include not only meaningful monetary compensation, but a pathway to remain in the country. Then you go on down a little bit later in this Wall Street Journal article. And it says some Republicans criticized the potential payments on Thursday afternoon after the Wall Street Journal reported on them. The Biden administration's promises of citizenship and entitlement programs have already caused the worst border crisis in history. A huge cash reward will make it even worse, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said. I wanted to just note how that sentence started. Some Republicans criticized some. They should be all over this, Steve. They should be all over this.
Well, missing in action to a degree. My eyes went to some of the same things that you just read out. Like, let's go back and look at the AFCU guys, Mr. Lee Gellert. Look at his title, Deputy Director of the ACLU's Immigrant Rights. Is there a word missing there? How about illegal immigrant rights?
Right, right.
But this is the way we pave over, glaze over, whatever, the truth, or we make gray out of black and white.
Well, and I want to go down a little bit further in the piece as well. And a couple of things. It said that this is more than what the families who lost loved ones in 9/11 received. And this is what they said. Apparently, some of the attorneys were talking about it, and they said, well, it wasn't Americans that caused that. The deaths of those people. So, and to try to even compare, this is amazing. But the other thing down here, a little further, it says most of those children that remained in the U.S., they were in either child welfare shelters or living with relatives. I just want that to sink in as well. So, after I saw this headline, I realized that there are people in our government, state, local, and national, that do want to destroy our country. So when we go back to this James Madison quote, where it says that our country will not, if we're ever taken over, that it'll be taken over from within. And a lot of that is because we have people that have not stood up for these principles of our founding. And we see that in Colorado. I want to talk a little bit about that in this next segment. But this is the Cloward and Piven strategy. And Cloward and Piven, they were professors at Columbia University back in the 60s. And what they said is they said that the basically they wanted to overwhelm the system here in America with debt and with entitlements, and crash our system. And I realized yesterday that when I saw this headline of Joe Biden's administration wanting to give illegal immigrants $450,000 per person, that they have no love for America, and that we are in a very difficult situation right now, Steve.
Well, pair up what you just said about Cloward and Piven with the other statement you've been reminding us of from Lenin himself about the middle class. What was it?
He said the way to crush the middle class is through taxation and inflation. Well, so we see that over there. And then it said the Cloward Piven article, I think this was from David Horowitz's Discover the Networks. He said they would have cadres of aggressive organizers to use demonstrations to create a climate of militancy. Then Cloward and Piven predicted the following would happen. Politicians intimidated by threats of black violence would appeal to the federal government for help. Carefully orchestrated media campaigns carried out by friendly left-wing journalists would float the idea of a federal program of income redistribution in the form of a guaranteed living income for all working and non-working people alike. Local officials would clutch at this idea like drowning men to a lifeline. They would apply pressure on Washington to implement it. With every major city erupting into chaos, Washington would have to act. And so I realize that we are at a time right now where there are people that really do want to destroy our country. And in interviewing all of these different veterans, I remember when I was interviewing Don Whipple, World War II veteran. He was at the Battle of Iwo Jima, young kid. And they've been doing all this training. And he said as they were preparing to go onto the beach, and he felt the first bullet go past his head, he realized, these guys want to kill us. And then yesterday when we were doing the interview with Pruitt, and he said that he was preparing, I think they were going to be going into where they would be stationed. And they, I think before he got on the plane or the helicopter, I can't remember which one it was, that before they got on, there were 20 body bags that were pulled off of that. And he said it really hit him as well. It's like, this is serious. This is real. And I think yesterday when I saw that the Biden administration wants to give illegal immigrants $450,000 per person, when we have Americans that are struggling, when we've had government shut down businesses, I realized at that particular point in time that there are people that really do want to take our country down, Steve.
Well, make no doubts that it is a multifaceted effort, and it's coming at us from multiple directions. And the sense of being overwhelmed, it almost goes hand in hand. It's like, how do you stop this?
So I had a conversation. I know we're going a little long here. I had a conversation with one of our listeners yesterday, and she was just so concerned about, as we look at our children and our grandchildren, what are we passing on to them? And first and foremost, we have to realize we were made for this time, and we have to step into that. And we don't know what tomorrow holds exactly, but we have to speak truth into this as well. That's what we strive to do every day when we're on the air, is to speak truth into this, because light, just a little bit of light, can really fight a lot of darkness. We must keep our eyes on Christ, on our Lord and Savior, and these founding principles that America was founded on as well. But I also remember this quote. I found it now, and this was Thomas Paine, one of our founders. He said, "I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace." So instead of fearing what's going on out there, which there is so much going on that it's so concerning regarding Biden and Swalwell and all of them in bed with China, some of it literally. And we look at the danger there. We look at this overwhelming our system. We have to continue to search for truth and speak truth into this, Steve. And that's why we do this show. So we're going to go to break. And the show comes to you. I said we're an independent voice. And Hooters Restaurants is a great partner of both of the shows. And I got to know them when I was on city council, when local politicians were attempting to pick and choose which businesses, which legal businesses could be in our municipality. And I realized that this is very dangerous when local politicians we've seen it, bureaucrats decide which businesses can exist and which can't. And so it was really a freedom question. And then over the years, we've become friends. They've been great, great sponsors of the show. And there is five locations. There is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And they have all kinds of specials. They have football specials on Monday, Thursday, and then on the weekend. They also have great happy hour specials since we're coming into the weekend. Great to get together with friends there. So go to my website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And click on my sponsors tab. You'll see all the sponsors that I get to work with. I highly recommend each and every one of them. And if you click on the Hooters tab, you'll find all their specials. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have to talk about something very important here on the state level. Stay tuned.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Wanted to talk about our voter's guide. And thank you to all of you who've reached out, said that it's been a great tool. And that's what we want it to be, is a tool. And Steve, I've had friends, listeners that have challenged me on my yes vote on Amendment 78 and also on Proposition 120. And they've been really thoughtful conversations. And Amendment 78, we're a yes on it because it did make sense to me to move the decision making over to the legislature, even though the legislature right now, we really need to make some changes there, but that's the elected body. And so that made sense to me. There is the howevers on a couple of different things, and that is this whole Tabor question. And it, currently, and I've had different people reach out, and Wayne Harlos was on the other day that said that, and I talked to the people that had written this Amendment 78 as well, and they said that these funds right now are currently not under Tabor. And moving them over, they actually put that anti-Tabor language in 78. And in the future, I'm not going to get schooled on that. I still think it makes sense to move it over to the legislature, but I'm not going to give our guys a pass when they de-Tabor that excess and future revenue, Steve. So those of you that have challenged me on that, you've got a really good point. Any comments, Steve?
No, you know, when that point was brought up about whether to, well, this whole issue and which way you to vote on it, I that's why I'm so thankful for the educated people, the informed people that we bring on the show as guests. Sometimes they're bound to know something that I certainly don't know, and I was, you know, again, it was a revelation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we were really one of the first ones out. We started doing these voters guides, I think, 5 years ago or so, if not six. And now there's so many out there. And once again, now they're using it and they're clouding the issue. And on Prop 120, what you're voting on, which is on your ballot, is not what it really is because the legislature has tried to do an end run around that. And if it does pass, then there will be legal action to challenge 293, which was the Senate Bill 293, to do an end run around that. And lowering property taxes is a great idea. However, 293 pulled out and said that multifamily housing and lodging would get the property tax decrease, not single family housing. So that makes it, you can see their agenda is once more an assault on single family homes, which that's part of the big middle class, which is under assault. And so I've had a lot of people reach out and say, I'm going to vote no on it because that's not really what we're voting on. I talked to somebody else and said, let's at least try to start to get these property taxes down. And so I'm still a yes on 120. But again, I so appreciate the thoughtful conversations on that. But this leads me to, I'm going to just mention Lone Tree sales tax increase, 55%. I live there. I'm a strong no on that. And Steve, I've really wanted to be discreet and not call people out on this, but I will tell you, in my community, there are people that are within Republican leadership that are all in for this 55% sales tax increase. When, on the other hand, we look here at Vladimir Lenin's quotes, and that is the way to crush the middle class is through taxation and inflation. And George Allen, who I've been working with on this no Lone Tree tax increase, he's an accountant. He's gone through it. He's looked at the money, and they're not telling the truth. But they are trying to scare people and say, hey, if you don't vote for this, it's kind of a shakedown. Then, you know, we may have to make some cuts in police. The things that people care about are our safe communities, our police, and trash pickup, snow removal. But then over here, they're spending things on all kinds of pet projects, and they never mention that as well. But very, very frustrating that we have Republicans that are out there advocating for this massive tax increase. And then I want to go to 119. And again, Steve, I've really tried to be really discreet on not calling out these people. They've been people that I know. But yesterday, somebody sent me, they received this Colorado Conservatives Ballot Initiative Voter Guide. There is nothing conservative about what these people have here. And they are not telling the truth on Proposition 119. And this is what they say. They say funding school choice with marijuana taxes. It says 119 is the largest expansion of school choice in the U.S. in a decade. That's not true. It is not anything about school choice. It says in the 14-page initiative that money cannot be used for school tuition. It says it there. We've gone through it with a fine-tooth comb. And school choice would mean that parents would have money, their school dollars, that they could choose where they're going to spend it. This is not true with Proposition 119. It's for after-school programs. And the money never touches the parents. It goes directly from the authority to the vendor. So this is a blatant mistruth. Then it says, which is why liberal career politicians are opposing it. My friends, if you go to the Leap for Colorado website, you will check, click on support, and you will see the supporters on it. And on the Democrat side is Jared Polis, Wellington Webb, Bill Ritter, Rhonda Fields, Mark Udall, and Rudy Gonzalez. So this is another blatant mistruth. And so we're going to have to call out the people that have their name on this now. And that is Bill Owens, former state treasurer Mark Hillman, former Senate President John Andrews, George Brockler, and Rick Enstrom. And all they put their names on this, and we have been in contact with many to shed light on what this is, and they've continued to double down. And I'm like, why? And you might go to the Colorado Tracer report, and that might help just a little bit. Those that are the pro 119, Steve, they've received over $2 million. In contributions. Do you know what? How much we have? Zero. We are on a grassroots basis trying to shed light on this. And you see all the slick advertisements about this is for the children and that this is about school choice. And when I looked at this endorsement, this Colorado Conservatives Ballot Initiative Voter Guide, I thought, I'm sorry, but we have to call this out. And this is like finding out that your boyfriend, you know, is dating somebody else. When we look at these names here, they say they're conservative. But Proposition 119 puts in place, with this new marijuana tax, an authority board of 9 members that's appointed by this governor. They choose their own replacements. They have taxing powers. The authority can accept gifts. And they choose all the vendors. And once again, if you go and look at some of the endorsements, now there are some maybe right-leaning organizations, but there's another endorsement. There's an endorsement from Caravan for Racial Justice. Another one of the endorsers, Colorado Youth Congress. On their website, they're quoting Angela Davis. And so once this thing, if this passes, we'll never really see any transparency on this whatsoever. Because it's unaccountable to the voters, it's unaccountable to the legislature, it's unaccountable to future governors, and it is unaccountable to the Board of Education. So once again, I think we need to, just to mention those names again, that are pro 119. Bill Owens, Mark Hillman, John Andrews, George Brockler, and Rick Enstrom. One thing I will mention to you is there had been a long endorsement page on that of elected representatives, and that endorsement page came off, and I think that is a tribute to all the hard work that we did in asking these people to take their names off the endorsement page. And I'll tell you, Steve, when I talked to many of them, they're like, Kim, this isn't how this was sold to us. So I don't know who came and sold that to these different people, but I'm pretty sure in the future, I think that people are going to take a look at something before they put their name on it. But these men have put their name on it, and what they're saying is not true. So we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another great sponsor of the show. Hal and Lene of Van Herke are true entrepreneurs. And they have knives, and it's a real kind of love of Hal's. He, when he was stationed in Japan, or I guess he was doing business in Japan, he got to know a premier world renowned sword maker, and so he had this love of knives, and he decided to come when he came back to the U.S. to open up Castlegate Knife and Tool. So they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world, and they're beautiful gifts. Whether or not you're shopping this Christmas for a chef or a sportsman or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Rick Turnquist.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And I'm proud to be an American. And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice, as you can tell, with our call out on this Proposition 119 and those people that have put their name on it. And what they are saying in this literature is totally untrue. We have gone through the 14 pages of this with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm super disappointed about it. But again, this is why I think Colorado has gotten into the situation that we've gotten into, is because people that we have trusted have not been straight with us. And we have to search for truth on this, and we have to hold them accountable, and that is what we're doing. Rick Turnquist is on the line with me. He's actually moved to Oklahoma, and it's a totally different political climate there. Rick Turnquist, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much, and glad to be here.
You've written a piece, Where the Heck Are We the People? And I think it's, with this election cycle, it is so important. And then Steve and I were talking about it earlier in the show. The graphic that Zach chose for that, I thought was pretty edgy. But you both liked it, so we're going with it.
Yeah, it is a little bit edgy. But you know what? I think it's time for us to be edgy. I have watched in dismay as this country is, and in at large, and Colorado in particular, has spiraled out of control, and it's a large part of the reason why I live in Oklahoma right now. I think Oklahoma is the reddest state in the nation. I just looked at my ballot for next Tuesday's election, and there's two city council races and two school board races that I can vote on, and that's it. No ballot initiatives, no crazy stuff from the left, and nothing like that. So it's very, you know, in terms of state politics, it's much more calm here than it is in Colorado. And even though I live in Oklahoma, I still follow Colorado politics very closely. I've got many friends there. I've got family there. I'm a native, you know, my heart still is there, but I just can't live under that tyranny anymore. And you were talking earlier about the Biden administration wanting to give $500,000 per person to illegal immigrants. And, you know, people ask me, how do you deal with politics? It just makes me so angry. And I say, well, you just can't let it get to you. You've got to, you know, maintain a certain equanimity around things. But, you know, some things really do make me angry. And the Afghanistan disaster under Joe Biden made me angry. And, you know, I'm not a veteran. I didn't serve over there. But I feel like it was a betrayal of everybody who did. And it was a betrayal of our country and our national interest. And then now this business about giving $500,000 per person to illegal immigrants is just unconscionable. And it's it's an idea that's so far detached from reality and normalcy that I really believe that things like that are going to turn around and bite the Democrats in the tushy next year.
Well, I surely hope so. And I was thinking a lot about this as well. So they say that they want to give $450,000 per person to families that were separated at the border. But then you read a little bit further into the article, and many of these kids are with relatives here in America. But you mentioned Afghanistan. And one of the headlines that Patty had pulled was that the Biden administration has admitted that there are more Americans in Afghanistan than they initially said. So first of all, they weren't telling the truth. But secondly, he doesn't seem to care that these families have been separated. And I find that it seems like he doesn't like Americans. I can't figure it out.
Well, I don't believe that Joe Biden has the mental capacity really anymore to make those kind of distinctions. I think he's being led or bossed around by his handlers and the people that are close to him and the progressive left. I mean, he campaigned as a moderate, and you can't see my air quotes, but they're there. And he's turned out to be, you know, to the left of Bernie Sanders. And, you know, he's been a real disappointment to a lot of people, not just the people who didn't vote for him. I mean, I know people who are leaning left that are disappointed with Joe Biden for one reason or another, some because he's not going far enough. But, you know, at the same time, he's clearly a failed president, and we're in real trouble for the next 3 years.
So earlier in the show, I talked about the Cloward and Piven strategy, and that is to overwhelm the system, to crash the system so that then socialism and communism can come in. And yesterday when I saw that headline about the $450,000 per illegal immigrant, and when we have people here in America, Americans that are hurting, it was really an aha moment. And it is, I feel that they are trying to work at warp speed because they're afraid of the 2022 elections to destroy our country. I know that's a really strong statement, Rick, but it's like you don't want to believe it. But it's looks to me like that's where they're headed.
Well, everything they do is calculated to chip it away at American values and our core principles, and everything they do is calculated towards an end, and it's about power. They want power, and they will do anything to get it. This business about giving illegal immigrants, most of whom are of Hispanic origin, is nothing more than a try at pandering towards getting more Hispanic people to vote Democrat. And I know that a lot of Hispanic people don't vote Democrat and are actually voting Republican because of the way that the Democrats are handling the issue. And let's face it, nobody forced these families to come to the American border where they were then separated by operation of law, which has predated not only the Biden administration, but also predated the Trump administration. My understanding is this was a court ruling that took place during the Obama administration. But these people came here by choice, and they were separated due to the operation of law. And if they had just stayed home or tried to enter the United States illegally, these things wouldn't have happened to them. And there's no reason at all for the United States to give taxpayer money or borrowed money, which is really where the money's coming from these days, to people who have broken the law. It's just insane. It is beyond comprehension to me why they would do that if not for the fact that it's naked pandering and a pure power play.
Well, and you've really nailed it. I hadn't really thought about this. These people came to the border by choice. And of course, the narrative that they've had out there has not been true as well, that these are necessarily families. We know that there were children that were trafficked that came across the border. So this altruistic care about children at the border, when again, Rick, we have children here in America, in the foster care system, children that need help. We have children that are being trafficked right here in America. And so this idea that they care about children is so far from the truth.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of times these people coming here aren't families. When we think of the 1950s, Leave It to Beaver family, mom, dad, and a couple of kids. No, these are people, often I think they're single parents who are, and you can't blame them. They're trying to find a better life, and nobody can blame them for that. And America, even though we're in decline, we're still a beacon of hope for the rest of the world. But there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And I think that everybody on both sides is doing it the wrong way. And the Biden administration signals they're not going to enforce our border laws. And that incensed these people to come here. And then adverse consequences happen. Well, it's like I said, it's not the fault of the taxpayers that they've made the choices they've made. And it certainly shouldn't be up to us to, $500,000, that's a lot of money. And just to give it away to people who aren't even citizens or taxpayers is just, it's so far beyond the reach of reality. My mind really has a problem trying to wrap around that.
Well, and it was my aha moment is they are really trying to destroy the middle class, to destroy America. And this piece that you've done, though, Where the Heck Are We the People? First of all, you addressed, I think we'll do is let's go to break. And when we come back, let's talk about these rumblings that you are noticing, as well as our call to action. I'm talking with Rick Turnquist and his blog. It's to advancedfreedom.com, correct? To advancedfreedom.com?
Mm-hmm. But this piece is published on your website. Go to kimmonson.com and click on featured articles.
Okay. So we will, we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, another great new sponsor of mine is Kirsch Insurance Group, and they are specialists in the Medicare arena. And true government fashion, they have rules, regulations, and there's what's called an open enrollment period, and that is October 15th through December 7th, where you can make changes to your Medicare plan. And many times it's around your prescription drugs. And you can make those changes for 2022. But sometimes there's surprises. Some insurance companies change how they cover different prescriptions. And you don't want to get into 2022 and find out that things have changed. And so I would recommend that you reach out to Kirsch Insurance Group and sit down with Marlon or Naomi or Danielle or the team over there. It's complimentary. It doesn't cost anything. And they'll go through and help you plan for 2022 so that you know exactly where you are. So again, that's Kirsch Insurance Group, and that website is iKirsch, that's iKirsch.com, iKirsch.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Rick Turnquist.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7. 'Cause there ain't no
doubt I love you. And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Rick Turnquist. He has his blog is to advancedfreedom.com. He also writes op-eds for us, and we have one that we just rolled out yesterday, Where the Heck Are We the People? And really an important piece. Rick, what was your inspiration on this?
Well, my inspiration was my wife. She
nice.
She really hates politics and tries to ignore it as much as possible. But she actually came to me last Friday and said, "Where the heck?" And she didn't use that word. She's one that starts with F. Are we the people? And it's a great question, because it seems like there's a lot, we feel as if there's a lot more people out there who share our conservative values, but we never hear about them. The left owns the culture, the left owns the media, and the left owns the school boards for the most part, and they are running roughshod over our traditional American values of hard work and independence. And instead of celebrating the individual and what individual people can accomplish, they foster government dependency, and they celebrate when record numbers of people are receiving government assistance. And just today in the break room at work, I saw on the TV the tax plans that Joe Biden's rolling out, and they want to punish success. They want to punish people who have built businesses, who earn money, and who may not pay as much taxes as other people think they should pay because they legally follow the law, the tax laws, which are amazingly complex and stupid. The only real fair tax is a flat tax like we have in Colorado and Oklahoma. But they're just running amok, and it's just crazy. Every policy stand they take is demonstrably wrong. And the fact is that socialism, whenever it's been tried in any country since the 18th or 19th century, has failed. And it just amazes me that people think that that's still a viable economic system, when capitalism, whenever it's employed, has resulted in amazing economic growth. And there's books I've read that talk about the economic history of the United States, and up until the 30s, the 1930s, America was growing by leaps and bounds because of largely unrestricted capitalism and limited government. And ever since then, the Democrats just keep building government, keep growing government, and it just keeps getting out of control. And now our economic growth is not nearly what it could be.
Okay, Rick, we've said that Democrats want to grow government, but let's talk a little bit about this Prop 119 on the Colorado ballot. Because this, we've realized we've moved over to an administrative state where we have bureaucrats that are unelected and unaccountable, that have total power over tax dollars and all kinds of decisions, but they're unaccountable to the people. And we've seen Democrats do this, but I have been so reticent to actually call out names, but I finally just had to when somebody yesterday sent me this conservatives, what is it exactly, the exact title here? Colorado Conservatives Ballot Initiative Voter Guide. And I looked at Prop 119 and the names on there, and what they're saying about this, we've looked at this, all 14 pages of it, you've looked at it, and what they're saying, that this is the largest expansion of school choice in the U.S. in a decade, is blatantly not true.
Yeah, Prop 119 is definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing, and I'm really disappointed, like you are, in the people, some of whom I consider to be friends, who have put their names on that thing. And I think they are being misled by the idea that it improves outcomes for children. And I think where you and I are focusing is on the fact that it's, A, not a proper function of government, B, the funding mechanism by raising taxes on something that some people consume is not right, it's not moral, and C, it's governed by this completely unelected board who has no accountability whatsoever. Once those people are in their offices, they'll have a budget, they'll have control over taxpayer money, without any kind of accountability or responsibility. So it's a terrible idea, and I really, really would challenge the people on the Republican side who've supported this thing to really, really check their premises, as John Galt would say, because I think they're wrong, and I think they need to reconsider this. And for those who have initially supported it and then withdrawn their support, I commend you for taking that stand. But it's a terrible idea, and it's not a proper function of government. And I really, really hope it goes down in flaming defeat, because it's just a terrible idea. It's another expansion of the state, and it's what more can I say? It's a bad idea.
Well, and as I look at the money on this, first of all, there's a Republican operative that is running the campaign on this and taking, I mean, $2 million. They've got a big chunk of that. I've been trying to click on the tracer report from Colorado Secretary of State, and right now, I don't know if it's operator error, but I cannot get the actual disbursements on that. But suffice it to say, I know that it's been over $1 million to this Republican operative. But one thing that I haven't really talked about on this Prop 119 that I think is important, and this is on page 11 of this. It says that, so what Prop 119 does, it creates this authority. It has nine members that govern it. Those members are appointed by this governor. They choose their replacements, which what could go wrong with that? But I had missed this and hadn't really talked a lot about this with people and just started to. But on page 11, Rick, it says this: the authority may seek, accept, and expend any gifts, grants, donations, loans of funds, property, or any other revenue or aid in any form from the federal government, the state, any state agency, any other public source, but then listen to this, any private source or any combination thereof, and any such monetary receipts must be credited to the fund, and any such in-kind receipts must be applied for the benefit of the fund. Just think of, look at the graph. Graft that could occur in that. Rick, your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's ripe for graft, and it's simply putting money in the pockets of people who are associated with the board, and maybe even through back channels, the board members themselves. You got to think about how does somebody like Bernie Sanders, who's been in government his whole life, become a millionaire? How does somebody like Hillary and Bill Clinton, who've been in government their whole lives, become millionaires? Why are the richest counties in America the ones that are immediately surrounding Washington, D.C.? I mean, the possibilities are practically endless. And again, it's not fair to single out a certain group of people to raise their taxes. And I would probably submit that a large number of the people who consume legal marijuana in Colorado are in the lower income category. And maybe, I don't know, I haven't seen demographic reports, but these type of sin taxes usually do disproportionately target people who are lower income, and it's unconscionable.
Well, Patty's actually done the research on it. So what you have said, you're surmising, is actually true. And I think it's in some of the official documents regarding Prop 119. So it is actually going to hurt lower income people more. And Patty's point on this was that, so taking money from lower income people, then supposedly giving it back, although it never goes to them, it goes to the vendors that are chosen by the authority for after school programs for their kids. How about let's not do Prop 119, they can keep their money and they can make their own choices regarding after-school programs for their children.
That's exactly right. And people on the left always claim to be worried about people on the lower end of the economic spectrum. But the fact is, if everybody paid less in taxes, then everybody would have more money to spend on their families, to pay their rent, to buy vacations to Disneyland. It's Their whole idea about what the role of taxation is completely skewed. And that's why I think that it really is incumbent upon all of us to rise up and make our voices heard. And my call to action, I know we're getting close to the end of our time here, my call to action is get out there, be heard, start participating in social media and stand up for conservative values, walk and support Republican candidates. In Colorado, I think that one of the things that Colorado Republicans are best at is fighting amongst themselves. And I really think it's time to stop doing that and get behind good candidates for these offices. Volunteer, donate, support, go out and walk and knock doors. I hate doing it myself, but it has to be done. And get out there and vote. It's a mistake to not vote because Republicans who don't vote end up electing Democrats.
Well, and it is important to make informed votes. That's why we did the voter guide. We hope that it is a great tool for you. We have recommended school board candidates. We will be adding on, as you're doing your ballot this weekend, some additional school board candidates as well. We have 1 minute left. Rick Turnquist, it always goes so quickly, our Turnquist Fridays. I love them because it really makes me think. Final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, final thought is, if I still lived in Colorado, I would have certainly have turned in my ballot by now. And I really encourage everybody out there who's listening to, if you haven't already, get out there, vote. If you're not sure how to vote, look at Kim's voter guide. I'm sure it's excellent. I've read it, and it's definitely spot on. Vote no on 119, yes on 78. I don't think that the governor should have unaccountable power over federal funds like that. And, you know, stand for truth, justice in the American way.
You have certainly nailed it. So, Rick Turnquist, thank you so much. You can check out his blog at toadvancefreedom.com. His most recent op-ed for us is at kimmunson.com. I wish you a great day.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay. And our quote for today is from James Madison. And he said this. He said, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments by those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tell me.